everyone. This is the Know Your Place podcast, and this is episode 74. On this week's episode, I'm going to take you all through a walk of downtown Lexington. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Boy, that was such an awfully terrible intro. But hey, everybody, it's Charles Altendorf here with the Know Your Place podcast. This will probably be dropped a month after I'm done recording it. That's the slow rate at which we're recovering from the holidays and working over here at the podcast. But here we are. I have decided today to do something a little different. This was a request from Marsha Foster, a friend, and we're going to do, so when we had the, we were going to have the Mapping Board Professional Conference here in Lexington this year, and it ended up, of course, not happening because of the coronavirus. One of the things I was going to lead was a walking tour of downtown, of downtown Lexington here. And I couldn't really find a good, I didn't know where to look for a good walking guide, but I actually found out that the public library has a bunch of different walking tours, and I downloaded this nifty map, and there's actually a voice accompaniment that gives more details than I'm going to give on this little walk I show you all. So if you want to find that, that is at the Lexington Public Library's website, and I'm doing the Downtown History Walking Tour Guide map. And so we'll jump off here, and the first thing on the map, I guess it says, is the library, which you can see right there. That building was built in 1987. It is the new library. I think when you walk down the street, we're going to go to the original library, which is number 9 on this walking tour. But over here, this is Phoenix Park, and the Phoenix Hotel, as the story will tell you to in the thing if you listen to it, the Phoenix Hotel used to be, I guess, the main classy hotel. Let me get this map out of the way now that I've presented the map. It used to be the classy hotel in town, and where all the dignitaries would come. I actually read that once a king of France, believe it or not, came here in the 1700s, which is pretty wild. We used to have a really good relationship with the French, believe it or not, in Kentucky. In fact, Louisville, is, as everybody knows, is named after King Louis, and we have a town named after Versailles. Anyway, so this is the spot where it was, but there used to be quite a lot of dramas surrounding the way the hotel treated the African-American community. And here's a little march that I guess occurred here in 1961. They put up this little thing about it. And, it was here for a long time. And then, of course, as it had so many times throughout its history, it had burned down again in the late 80s. And they finally decided not to rebuild the hotel. So it had been there 180 years. And as you can see on here, Presidents Monroe, Jackson, Arthur, and Eisenhower and Kennedy had all stayed in that hotel. And where is it here? I don't know if it doesn't mention. There's something about French dignitary. Maybe they weren't king. I think they were, though. I think that's what the thing said. So anyway, this is probably, I guess, the original spot of commerce in Lexington, maybe. Maybe that's not too far of a stretch. And over there is the Phoenix Building, which is actually owned by the city government, and that is where I used to intern. So now we're going to go down this way, and we're going to check out that building up there on the right, the tall one, if we can get over there. I got 2 minutes, 2 seconds across, so I guess we'll cross the other way first. And over here is the Center Point Project. I guess they're calling it the offices at City Center, whatever they want to call it, you know. This is probably the most controversial development I've ever been around personally. They eminent domained all the buildings in this block, and we're going to build this massive development. And we finally have something here after about 15 years, but it was not near as grand as the original designs were going to be. Sorry for the road traffic. Obviously, we are downtown. And as you can see, now it has a Marriott. And there's a fancy steakhouse in here. But yeah, this is very controversial because at the time, a club was closed down. And just a lot of sort of buildings that were part of the fabric of the city were just taken down for this project. And a lot of people feel like they didn't really have a good say. So now over here, I'm going to pull out the map to say what this is correctly. This is the, okay, it just calls it. It was originally called like the Lexington First Financial Building. Yeah, that's it. First National Bank. So we're going to cross the street over here. And I'll turn the camera and then turn it back.
Wait.
This is billed as the first skyscraper in Lexington, and it was actually built in like 1910, so it's pretty old. It was built by the same architects from New York City, and you can kind of tell it runs the same to that architecture of that time period then. So we'll wait for traffic to cross here. So I get run down here. This is Main Street, by the way. You can tell because it's wide and all cars are running down it. So, and this building was kind of being underutilized and has been taken over by this hotel chain called 21C. And I guess they're supposed to fancy it up. And you can stay in here now, and it's a... I guess the prices weren't too bad. I checked them once. Don't think I'll be staying in here. But anyway, you can see the old columns and, you know, it matches the time period of 1910, 1920. How's it going? And really neat little restaurant there. May check it out. Don't know where I'm going to go for dinner tonight. I haven't decided yet. And over here is the original courthouse. No longer functions as a courthouse. See the big giant Lex sign? That's a new addition. I don't think that was here last time I walked around here. And this courthouse was built in the 1800s, and they deemed it structurally unsound in 2015, and there's a lot of worry they weren't going to be able to keep it reopen it. But now they've got a restaurant and convention space inside. And I think it's a very beautiful courthouse. And this square is very nice. And, you know, a lot of times people do just kind of hang out around here, you know, and just sort of enjoy being in the middle of town. And over here is the Fifth Third Pavilion. And this is where we sort of have to talk about something semi-nefarious. this is actually called the Cheap Side, okay? And this area, believe it or not, now it's a very nice public space where everyone hangs out, and they even have the farmer's market here. But, and this is really cool, I haven't seen this before. This is actually a little bit of a historic tour you can take. And I also forgot, you know, next month, this will be airing during Black History Month, and it's just been Martin Luther King's Day, Martin Luther King Day is coming up. So this actually does become somewhat apt, but this is actually where the slave market used to be. That's right, right here in this spot in the 1800s, they used to auction off human beings, you know, obviously, the image has been constantly being rehabbed. And I don't know. I'll have to ask you all what you think in the comments section of the podcast, or, you know, if you think it's good to do what they've done here. I mean, they do have some monuments to what used to happen here, but I don't know if you think these kind of places should try to rehab their image or not. I'll let you all in the comments section decide that. But I do like the atmosphere around here. I hung out around here in college a lot as well. And I believe the next place we're going is that church up over there. So let's do it. And this is it's Market Street we're walking up. That may be the wrong church. Let's look at the map. The geographer should consult the map. And what's really cool that I love about downtown Lexington, yeah, that's the wrong street, anyway, is that all this street parking here you see is free on the weekends and after 5 o'clock. So, as long as you, it's pretty easy to get here and hang out a little bit later in the day, which a lot of cities don't do that. And I remember at one point in time, there was a discussion of redoing the streets to make them two-way so that people could find their way through here easier. And they decided not to because it would eliminate this parking. And I think that that has been a net positive for all of the businesses around here, that they didn't do that. So anyway, now we're going to come up Mill Street here. And I remember I went to some kind of architecture exhibition in that building up there on the left one time. And this way we're kind of heading towards Transylvania. Yes, there's a university here called Transylvania. It's about as old as my alma mater, UK. It's just, it's private. UK is the state school. But, there's a lot of weird, kooky stuff that happens with the university. They have a famous person who used to be a professor there named Raffinesque, and there's a lot of crazy stories about him. I'll have to send you all the podcast about that sometime. I meant to post it to some of my friends in October, and I didn't get around to it. So, anyway, but here we are. We're almost up to where we're going. And this, I believe, is the oldest church in Lexington, or not the oldest, one of the oldest. And it's been around. I do remember this from the audio, and like I said, you can look it up. It's very easy to find. It's over 220 years old. So, oh wow, and I didn't realize this. Look at that. It says Abraham Lincoln attended several services. So there you go. This is the First Presbyterian Church. Like I said, it's over 220 years old. Here you go. Organized in 1784. Obviously, the building was updated at various points in the 1800s and the early 1900s. But yeah. It's a beautiful building. Really love the brick and architecture. There's the top there. And it's relatively inviting, as most public spaces are. They have a choir. Alrighty. And here's the Take a Book, Leave a Book. And right next door here is Henry Clay's Law Office. As I'm sure some people watching are aware, but not everybody, Henry Clay is probably the most famous Lexingtonian, maybe besides Abraham Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd. But Henry Clay was a senator and ran for president 4 times and lost. But he was known as the Great Compromiser because he led efforts to compromise 3 different times to prevent the Civil War. And of course, ultimately it failed, but he led 3 different efforts that staved it off for like a decade at each time. So there you go. Anyway, so that is his little law office here. And this building, it was originally erected in 1803. And as you can see, it's still here. They had different... At one point in time, they talked about tearing it down, but they kept it here. But they are a little bit iffy about letting the public go in it because they're a little concerned about how stable it is. So, anyway... Up next is the Hunt Morgan House, and I actually haven't been in this one, so I'll have to go in it sometime, but not today. And Gratz Park, and this is, you know, historic neighborhood, but I don't come up here very often because it's really not on the way to anywhere, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful old buildings. And we're going to go over here and look at the Hunt Morgan House. And try not to get hit by cars. Traffic's a lot lighter right here. We're 2 blocks off of Main Street. And here's a little flyer I guess you can get about Gratz Park. To read up some more on that. I can't fit my hand in there for my glove. I also love the iron fences. You know, don't see that very much anymore. But basically, John Wesley Hunt was the first millionaire west of the Allegheny Mountains, and his family was responsible for lots of different inventors and inventions. They're also, one of his children was a Confederate general, but that's actually fought on both sides at different points in the Civil War. So, but one, like, yeah, here it is. His great grandson is known as the father of modern genetics, and I heard one of his other offspring, if that's proper, invented the traffic signal, which is cool. So that's cool. And now we're gonna go across the street here. I love how they just snuck this in their little thing, but this is actually the original library. And I'll have to see what kind of events they do in here now. I guess they still do stuff in here, but I don't know, man. I kinda take this over the current library. The current main library. I have a soft spot for the Carnegie libraries. Now, I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure most of my American audience will know this, but if you're viewing this from outside of America, what a lot of people don't know about Andrew Carnegie, and they may have heard of Andrew Carnegie, but Andrew Carnegie was a big oil tycoon in Pittsburgh, and he founded Carnegie Mellon University. But some other thing he did, too, with all of his money, was he decided that literacy in America was very poor and that everybody needed libraries. So lots of major cities from the 1800s and early 1900s had these Carnegie libraries in them that literally were funded by Andrew Carnegie and his estate. So that movement really kind of started what's become the public library system in America. And now we have this monument here, or this old one here. I think, though, you know, they should really let the public be in there more. It seems kind of, I don't know. I'm definitely admit I'm nostalgic. I don't know what kind of problems there is with trying to have the do it in the modern building. Next, we're going to check out the old Episcopalian church, and I'm going to let this person go. But yeah, so here's Gratz Park. It's a neat little old neighborhood. Very historic, very nice. You can see, very quiet here. We're right in the middle of the city, and you can't hear a thing, practically. And yeah, I do understand, yes, it's the middle of the corona times, but it's not. There's plenty of people out. There's nothing's really closed right now, so it's just very quiet around here in general. Very peaceful. I have friends who said they used to come over here sometimes and just hang out. I can see why. So now we're gonna cross over here. We are at 2nd and Market Street. I haven't really been calling out the street names. There's the big blue tower. And I'm gonna hurry up and finish this up because sun's about to go down on me. That's been a fun little walk so far, and we're about 20 minutes in, and that's about how long I wanted to take, so we're rolling good. We can go down Market Street here, and we're going to check out the old Episcopalian church. And I grew up going to the Episcopalian church in middle school, not this one, actually a historic one in downtown Raleigh that's probably about as old as this one. And actually like this one, or no, there, it was a different building, I think. It was this one, I think they said it was the headquarters of both the Confederacy and Union armies at different points during the Civil War. The same thing happened in downtown Raleigh at the Episcopalian Church. So that's pretty funny. Anyway, we're gonna go on down here and check it out. It's called Christ Church, as most old Episcopalian churches are called in America. And if you come on down here, you see, it's got a very English look to it, as you can imagine, a very British look. Some of the famous early parishioners of this church were, of course, Henry Clay and John Hunt Morgan, and Laura Clay, women's rights activist, and actually they started both of these churches started early women's rights activist movements. Both this and the Presbyterian Church across the way there. And as you walk over this way, the other thing that I heard that's famous about this church is their choir is apparently very famous and I believe world renowned. They won the award to be the guest choir for, I guess, some English order of the choirs. So they were gonna, I don't know if they ended up going over this year because of the coronavirus, but they won the award, so that's pretty cool. So anyway, this is just some of the sort of architecture around here and some of the older stuff, the very historic 1800 stuff. That's all just sort of tucked right away here, kind of hiding behind the new city at the main two blocks, you know, Main Street and Vine Street. And it's nice. It's very I like hanging out around here. It's very very relaxed, you know. And if you go 4 or 5 more blocks that way, it's where I went to college at the University of Kentucky. So, very nice little spot. So I'm gonna go probably grab a little dinner real quick, and gonna just relax and rest for the evening. But wanted to thank everybody for checking into my podcast, and this little walk has been dedicated to Marsha Foster and the city of Lexington. Come visit sometime. Come let me know. Let me know if you want to see some sights or something. Talk to you all later.